They sound like nachos gone berserk, toasty locos. John T. Edge wrote about them. He's the culinary historian with the great gig at the New York Times. He writes the United Tastes column. Now, that means he travels around finding what we're eating now, the local specialties that you rarely hear about. So John T. is here from his base camp at the University of Mississippi. John T., good to have you back with us.
I'm very glad to be back.
So, toasty loco, what is this and what does it taste like?
Well, you begin by opening a bag of Tostitos, usually the salsa verde flavored kind. And then you layer on ingredients. If you could imagine a cook in Tijuana, Mexico, or more accurately, an assembler of this dish in Tijuana, Mexico, ripping open that bag of salsa verde flavored Tostitos, and then taking the ingredients from three shelves in a bodega and dumping all of those in. And those ingredients include shaved jicama, pickled pig skins, these stumpy little sweet-sour tamarind candies.
Ooh.
Soy-coated peanuts, chopped cucumbers, and then they pulled out two liquids, usually. Fresh-squeezed limes, little key limes, those tiny little beautiful limes. And then chamoy, that kind of magenta-colored, vinegary, puckery, pickled fruit in brine sauce that you see oftentimes when you see someone buying chips in the store, even when they're not buying Toasty Locos, you're handed a bottle of chamoy with which you garnish chips. All that goes in the bag. And the bag kind of bulges under that payload. And oftentimes the bag, when filled with all those ingredients, kind of the side slits and you start dripping this kind of Rorschach pattern on the pavement as you eat and walk.
Is it delicious? Because it sounds like it really could be.
It is delicious. It's one of the most texturally compelling dishes I've ever had because there's so much going on. There's so many layers of flavor.
So is this something that's been created in the border towns in Mexico? I mean, is this American influence on Mexican food or is it Mexican food just borrowing some things from the United States?
Well, it's definitely a borderlands food, and it's a food, to me, that represents very well the kind of porosity of the border between Mexico and the U.S. And the way I came to think about it, doing research for this, and in talking to a young culinary researcher named Gustavo Arellano, it's almost like a Mexican reclamation effort. Like if American companies took tortilla chips and packaged them and sold them to everyone, that would be Tostitos, then Mexican-Americans and Mexicans from Tijuana are reclaiming Tostitos chips from Mexico by adding all these things to it and creating a new product.
Yeah, so it's saying, hey, it's really ours.
Yeah.
So who eats them and how are they eaten and, you know, are they a big deal?
They are a big deal in Mexico, especially in the northern half of Mexico, especially in Tijuana and environs. You'll see them sold by the flats, pre-assembled, with the bearers carrying them on their heads at Mexican wrestling matches. You'll see them at the beach. You'll see them in movie theaters in custom Toasty Locos carts. You'll see them also in these things called Toasty Centros, which are centers for selling Toasty Locos. They're a big deal in Mexico, yes.
This sounds, I mean, I have to say, the more I think about it, the more I think it's crunchy, it's sweet, it's sour. It sounds really utterly delicious. John T., thanks so much.
My pleasure, Lynn.
John T. Edge is the author of The Truck Food Cookbook.